Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready to dive into some really cool tech today. We're talking streamlined web app development, and ServiceStack's got this awesome new .NET 8 and Vue SPA template. You know those websites that feel crazy fast, like an app on your phone?
Yeah, those are single-page applications SPAs.
Exactly. And this template makes building those with .NET and Vue, well, kind of a breeze. No more clunky websites, just smooth, awesome user experiences.
And it gets even better. This template takes the already solid ASP.NET Core Vue SPA template and then, boom, injects ServiceStack.
Nice. So what's ServiceStack bring to the table? Make it exciting for us.
Okay, picture this.
Yeah.
You're building an app, right? And it's got all these different parts talking to each other, front end, back end, you name it. Now, usually that means a bunch of complicated setups, right? Oh, tell me about it. Proxy rules, configurations. It's like trying to get a room full of toddlers to agree on something.
Right. Total headache. But ServiceStack swoops in with this streamlined single API route. Suddenly, everything's talking the same language. No more communication breakdowns.
Music to a developer's ears.
Yeah.
Less debugging, more building awesome stuff. And speaking of making life easier, we got to talk about these type APIs. This is where things get really cool for writing clean, error-free code, am I right?
Absolutely. Imagine this. It's late, you're coding, and you accidentally use data the wrong way, like thinking it's a number when it's actually text.
Oh, been there. Debugging nightmare.
The worst. But with ServiceStack's TypeScript DTOs, they're like these blueprints for your data, so they catch that error instantly. No more typos, no more mismatches. It's like having a super-powered spell checker for your code.
And the best part, anytime your API changes, boom, those DTOs update automatically with just one command. Talk about a time saver. But let's be honest, it's not all about the code, right? We want our apps to look amazing too. And that, my friend, is where Tailwind CSS steps onto the runway.
It's funny you say that because Tailwind really is about making things look sleek. A&D making a developer's life easier.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more. How so?
So imagine instead of sweating over every little CSS detail, you've got these pre-built components, almost like Lego blocks for your design.
I like where this is going.
Right. Need a button, round corners, specific shade of blue, boom, Tailwind's gotcha. No more CSS headaches.
Efficiency and style. What more could we ask for? And speaking of keeping things fresh, this template's even got dark mode. No more blinding white screens at night.
Gotta love dark mode.
Yeah.
Easier on the eyes. And can even save some battery life, which is a nice little bonus. But let's not forget all those other productivity goodies packed in here. Typography, markdown support, easy routing, you name it, it's there.
Seriously, this template's like a Swiss Army knife for web dev. It's got it all. But enough chit-chat, let's see this thing in action. One thing that really caught my eye was this booking zero example. You know, building those core interfaces for managing data, like, you know, for a reservation system.
Yeah, the booking CRD. What's really neat is how they use ServiceStack's auto-query APIs and view components. It's like this. You want a page where users can browse and filter bookings, right? Well, normally that means writing tons of code for all those filters.
Yeah, I've been there. Not fun.
Right. Total pain. But with AutoQuery, it does the heavy lifting for you. You can create these super dynamic data-driven interfaces with way less effort.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Less time coding, more time actually building awesome features. And it doesn't stop there, right? This template also shows how you can build super slick admin panels using these same tools.
Exactly. Why switch tools and frameworks when you can have this streamlined, consistent approach for everything? Plus, with Vite, building those admin panels is faster and smoother than ever.
Love it. But then, this deep dive took an unexpected turn. We stumbled upon the VitePress plugin. I knew this would get you excited. We're talking content creation right here in our web dev world.
Okay, yeah, this plugin's a game changer for anyone who wants to seamlessly blend content and code. It's like magic. You write your content in Markdown. Super simple, right? And then, boom, pull it directly into your Vue.js project.
So, hold on. For those of us who aren't living and breathing code 24/7, imagine writing an article or some documentation, easy peasy in Markdown, and then like a couple clicks later, it's beautifully integrated into your web app. No more formatting nightmares.
And the cool thing is it's not just about static content. Yeah, it's like imagine embedding like interactive stuff right in there. Data visualizations, maps. You can even have mini games in your articles.
Well, hold on. We're talking about turning boring old content into this dynamic, engaging experience. That's next level stuff. But during our deep dive, there was this little mention of a trade-off, something about portability. Ring a bell.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, every powerful tool has its quirks, right? So while embedding view components directly into your markdown is super cool, it might make your content a bit, less friendly to other platforms. You know, ones that don't play as nicely with you, it's that age-old balance, power versus portability.
Ah, the classic web dev dilemma. So something to keep in mind as you're exploring these awesome new frontiers of content and code merging. But hey, that's what we're here for, right? To give you the lowdown so you can make those tough calls.
Exactly. And what we've seen here is just the tip of the iceberg. Content and code are becoming best buds. And honestly, it's never been a more exciting time to be building for the web.
Couldn't agree more. So next time you're diving into a project, remember all the cool tools and tricks we've uncovered and think how you can use them to build web experiences that are not just functional, not just beautiful, but truly engaging. And remember, the only limit is your imagination, folks. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Catch you in the next one.